This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Bill Clinton spent the night in the hospital after complaining of discomfort in his chest. The former president has a history of heart disease. Doctors at a New York City hospital found a clogged artery. From New York, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Bill Clinton has been keeping a busy schedule for the last month. He's the UN special envoy to Haiti and has traveled there twice since the earthquake. A few days ago, Clinton started to feel pressure in his chest. Not pain exactly, but constriction, even when he was resting. Clinton had quadruple bypass surgery in 2004, so he knew what to do. The Secret Service took him back to the same hospital, Columbia Presbyterian. Clinton walked in on his own. Dr. Alan Schwartz, the chief cardiologist, ruled out what everyone had feared.
His initial tests, electrocardiogram and blood tests, showed no evidence of heart attack. Again, I repeat, he did not have a heart attack or any damage to his heart.
They sent a camera up into the former president's arteries and found that one of those four bypasses was clogged. Doctors say they use stents, little mesh tubes, to reopen the blocked artery. Although Clinton was once known for his less-than-healthy habits, Dr. Schwartz says the man has changed.
This was not a result of either his lifestyle or his diet, which have been excellent. He's exercised regularly. He's in excellent condition, as evidenced both by what he does and by objective testing with stress testing.
Schwartz says it's not uncommon for bypass surgery to result in more blockages like this after 6 years. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton left a meeting at the White House to travel to New York to be with her husband. She will not, however, postpone a planned trip this weekend to the Middle East. President Clinton was already up and about last night, and he'll check out today. His doctor says he can return to his office to work on Haiti's recovery on Monday. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.